हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे I would like to welcome everyone to the Gaura Meditations. It's the first time where we are actually recording these meditations here in the Gaura Bhavan and sending them out to all of you. This program has been going on since more than 10 years, where devotees have regularly met, sometimes one times a month, sometimes twice, but regularly, again and again, to discuss and hear about the very special and merciful pastimes and teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As you are aware, I am also aware that our world is quickly changing because of the present crisis. But see, change is an aspect of the world. Everything material comes and goes again. But there's a constant, something that does not change, and that is Krishna, Krishna's mercy, the eternal teachings of the Vedas and the wisdom of this beautiful spiritual tradition. And it is good if we dive into this unchanging nectar, if we immerse ourselves in this ocean of transcendental pastimes and inspiration. And then when we come out to deal with what the world of change has to offer, we are strengthened, we are empowered, and we are charged up. So in this program, I will talk about eternal things, not changing things. We will discuss the ever-inspiring pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We will sing. And what is maybe a special feature of this program, we will meditate. So I welcome all of you, also those who have joined us just now, and let us start. In our last Gora meditations, we heard about Gosunda's travel to Puri. And we heard how on the way he stopped at a few temples dedicated to Shiva and danced and sang. Do you remember how the Puranas highlight Lord Shiva's position? Krishna had granted him the sole and exclusive right to guard and protect all his holy dharms in this world. Therefore, when you enter Vrindavan Dham, you go to Mathura to ask Bhuvaneshwara Shiva for blessings. When you go to a holy place in Vrindavan like Radhakund, there is one Shiva Lingam right at the entrance, Kundeshwara Mahadev. The same holds true to Mayapur and Puri Dhams. All the Dhams are guarded and protected by Lord Shiva. Krishna had once said, "If any one of my devotees disrespects you, Lord Shiva, he simply creates disturbance for me." The idea is, you always require the blessings of the great Vaishnavas. Someone who says he's directly Krishna's devotee is not seen as Krishna, as close and dear as someone who says, "I'm a devotee of the devotee of you, my Lord." And do you remember how Lord Chaitanya clapped in his hands and he chanted, "Shiva Rama Govinda, Shiva Rama Govinda," and danced. I was aware when I was telling you these quotations from the Shastras that it was maybe new for some of you. And do you remember that amazing quote of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who said, "The spiritual master and Mahadev Shiva both are extremely dear to the Lord. Those who disrespect the guna avatar Mahadev do not actually follow Sri Chaitanya." But he made it very clear, and this should also be very clear to the Vaishnavas, that Lord Shiva is a great devotee of Krishna. So, to conclude this part, I will show you a very amazing form of Lord Shiva. He was made in Nepal, and he has that special appeal of the yogi who meditates with closed eyes about his dear Lord, Lord Krishna. So now we will continue with our Gora Leela and come to a part which is extremely dear to us. What we did in the last 5 Gora meditations was to build up to this moment, and I'm actually quite nervous and excited to talk to you this evening about what happened to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he actually entered Puri Dham. This Dham is known as the Dham of longing, of separation. Srimati Radhika, Krishna's greatest devotee, gives this mood of separation, a longing for Krishna. As if Krishna is the only need, this type of longing is exemplified by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this world, we have different needs. For sure, breathing is a need. Eating is a need. Some security is a need. People are becoming disturbed when these needs for regular food, and income and so on is questioned. But whoever asks, what is the need behind all other needs? That need is the need of the soul to meet its Lord. Prabhupada gave the example of the spark from the fire. When the spark falls out of the fire, what other need is there than to enter the fire again? Or when a fish is stranded on the shore of the ocean and he's flapping in the dry air, does he want TV or new Karl Lagerfeld cloth? Or does he become angry when the 10th package of his order in Amazon has not arrived? No, the fish wants to be back in the water. So this mood of longing for the not yet attained Krishna is the mood of Srimati Radharani when Krishna left Vrindavan. Then Radha felt, oh, I'm only missing Krishna. Nothing could give her pleasure any longer. She left her home, she went to the forest. She was not interested in eating and drinking any longer. And it is that mood of longing which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed as the Yuga Avatar. Because it is that mood, or this mood, and we long for the right things which will bring us quickly back to Krishna. Let us tune in to the time of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Let us see him through the eyes of our mind. Walking towards Puri, he's overwhelmed with feelings of ecstasy. Let us see him bringing great delight to the eyes of everyone who saw him as he chanted the holy names of Krishna in such a way that the heart of everyone would be touched. Even animals would stop and follow him. His face is bathed in tears. And he is so eager in his heart to see his own form on the altar, the form of Lord Jagannath.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
If you want, you can join me.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
At last, Lord Chaitanya arrived in the ancient village of Kamalapura. Kamalapura, the town of the lotus. He took his bath in the Baginadi river there, and then in the distance he saw the beautiful temple of Lord Jagannath, shining as brightly as the moonlight. Those of us who have traveled to Puri and who have lamented about the bumps in the road and the traffic and the camels passing before them and the elephants and everything is slow and unpredictable and they are sweaty and the air conditioner has just broken down in the taxi, and then all of a sudden, whoom, you see the beautiful temple. It's a monolith shape temple, and everything is forgotten and you feel happiness, transcendental happiness. So when Mahaprabhu saw it, he saw this huge flag. It's as big as a contemporary bus, you know, flying on the top of the temple. And he also saw the chakra. It's a huge chakra. But as he looked, there was something which only he saw. Or let us better say, someone who stood just next to the chakra and the flag which was fluttering in the air. Gauranga Mahaprabhu saw an attractive boy who had a color of a blazing sapphire standing there, and he was moving his fingers up and down as if calling him. The Lord turned around and he said, just look! Look at the top of the temple. There in the form of a cowherd boy, his face resembling a fully blossomed lotus, Lord Krishna is looking at me, smiling so sweetly. In this way, the beauty of his face is increasing and increasing and increasing. Overcome with prema, Lord Chaitanya paid obeisances to the bluish boy and recited this verse again and again. Just see at the top of the temple is Sri Bal Gopal. He's looking at me and he is smiling. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu crashed down on the ground unconscious. So when the devotees saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had just fallen down unconscious, and he didn't show a sign of life, they all came around and tried various things to bring him back to consciousness. Nothing worked until all of a sudden Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jumped in the air and he asked, did any of you see that boy standing on the top of the Jagannath temple? Now, no one had seen him, but they didn't want to spoil the mood. They said, Mukunda said, yes, my lord, I was seeing. This reminds me of Srila Prabhupada. He had been in London and he had attended the Ratha Yatra, and he had danced for the whole 6 kilometer route. He danced in ecstasy, something which was untypical for him. He would not often walk the entire route. Sometimes he would sit down on the cart, or he would be driven. A little elderly, But this time he had jumped and danced, and devotees had never seen this before. So when the boy who drove him back to the temple was doing that, driving home, Prabhupada turned to him and said, "Did you see Chaitanya Nityananda? They were dancing so beautifully during the Ratha Yatra." And he was looking with great excitement and almost wet eyes. And he said, "Did you see?" And the boy looked back. Prabhupada, I... Yes. So, the transcendental vision makes Krishna appear or seen everywhere. The material vision takes care that we see Krishna nowhere. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati once said, Prahlad Maharaj saw Krishna everywhere, even in a pillar. And Hiranyakashipu saw Krishna nowhere. And then he said, we are somewhere in between. Sometimes we can see Krishna's arrangement, but sometimes we are just very blind. And Mahaprabhu again and again spoke about his vision, saying that he saw this beautiful boy. And then he halted and said, look, please look at the top of the temple. His smiling face is there. He holds a flute in his hands and moving the fingers of his right arm, he is calling me towards him. Then Lord Chaitanya couldn't walk any longer the way he had walked so far. He started to race and run, and all the devotees followed Mahaprabhu, their tears with their eyes full of tears. Now you can walk from Kamalapur, where this happened, to Puri in 1.5 hours, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so absolutely filled with transcendental ecstasy that he sometimes ran here and there and zigzag, and he made a detour. It took him 9 hours. One reason was he did not just run, but he at one stage started to move towards Puri, not on his feet. He paid obeisances one after the other. He became what is called a dandavati, a person who moves forward by making dandavats. My dear devotees, it is very difficult for an ordinary living entity to discuss this and also to understand it. At one stage, Mahaprabhu said, "You have all done a favor to me, for you have brought me so far to see Lord Jagannath. Now tell me, will I go first or will you go first?" You might ask, what is behind this question? Mahaprabhu obviously wanted to go alone. And this is very important. When we go to Krishna, we are going alone. Søren Kierkegaard speaks about this. He says, it seems God can only be reached by a very small path. The noisy crowd cannot walk this small path. You can only go one by one or alone. So Krishna consciousness is actually a matter of our personal relationship to Krishna. It's something which is very private, very, very confidential. And then perhaps the times in which we are teach us this, that for a moment we need to shut our ears to the noise of the world, and we need to go inside and trust again that voice inside of us, that never erring voice, that voice of the Lord who speaks to anyone who is sincerely turning to Him. Stesham satata yuktanam. And He then speaks from the heart and removes the ignorance from the heart. It's all coming from inside. So the Lord, the Mukunda said, no, we will not walk first. You should walk first. And this is how it came that Mahaprabhu went alone. Anyone who will hear about Lord Chaitanya's entering Puri will float in an ocean of ecstasy. That is the blessing. We will continue in a second, but I want to raise a question here. Many of us are orienting our spiritual life towards Krishna and Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. What is the relationship between Vrindavan and Jagannath Puri? It is said that Krishna resides in Jagannath Puri in the mood of a prince. It's called Aishwarya. It's the Aishwarya of Dwaraka and Kurukshetra. In Kurukshetra, Srimati Radharani saw Krishna also. You remember, Krishna had come from Dwaraka with his retinue, with the army, Ugrasena, with everyone, to take a bath in the holy lakes of Kurukshetra. There also the devotees from Vrindavan had come, with Nanda Maharaj, even the cows had come. Radharani had seen Krishna there. But this was a sort of a union and separation, because it was not the Krishna whom she was used to. The flute player, the joking Krishna, the Lalita Madhava, the playful Krishna, who was joking, who was always playing his flute, and who was sometimes also naughty. The Krishna whom she knew was not there. This Krishna had golden shoes, armor on his chest, an opulent and tall golden crown with jewels inside. There were arrows and other weapons carried by his army. There were horses and so many elephants that the earth of Kurukshetra was shaking. It was not the pleasant flower gardens of Vrindavan. And Radha saw Krishna. She broke down crying, realizing that here at Kurukshetra she would never ever be able to relish the sweet natural flow of love that she once shared with Govinda and Braj. Let us pause for a moment. Imagine you are meeting a childhood friend, You had climbed trees with him, or what do ladies do with their childhood friends? I'm not so sure what they do, but they have these rings, and they, we call them in Germany hula hula rings, and they have these little things that they, you know, they jump and they sing and they laugh and they giggle. And now imagine that the childhood friend has become by now a president, and when you want to come close to him, there are people who have dark sunglasses, whose coats are suspiciously, you know, showing that there might be a machine gun or tear gas or something underneath. And they try to call him, friend, my friend, Carlos, Carlos. But the people with the dark sunglasses, thinking that this is some trick to get attention or suspecting the worst, they just push him to the side. This is a little bit how Radha must have felt. He was Krishna, the same Krishna, whom she knew from that beautiful forest path of Vrindavan, where they had walked, where Krishna had picked flowers and decorated her with flowers. And this Krishna, she could only see from a far distance, surrounded with this military and these things. She broke down crying. She was so close, yet so far away. So Jagannath Puri and also Navati Dweep are two places for the sadhakas. They're called bhajan stalis, places of bhajan, where these sadhakas cultivate Krishna prema. Because, now they are so important, because they give you two things. Navadvip Dham gives you the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this mood of Gaura Nitai Chandra, who give you the holy name and remove these aparadas, these obstacles which we have. My dear devotees, in our hearts there are mountains of obstacles. They need to be removed. We can't remove them, but by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, and we will soon sing a song about his mercy, they are removed. And Puri, yeah, Puri gives us the mood of deep separation, where we are awakening deep longing and yearning to be with Krishna, which forcefully carries one into Krishna's association. So if you are a devotee who wants to reach Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, in one of the five relationships, you need Jagannath Puri to teach you longing, that you do not be a slave to all these false, misdirected desires. And you also need Sri Ramayapur, so that mercy is given, the holy name is given, and your aparadhas, that which removes you from Krishna, is going away from your heart. Krishna is very kind, but he demands surrender. Lord Chaitanya does not demand surrender. He gives his mercy, which comes like the Ganga into your heart and moves you away. You just need to know how to catch the mercy. And that is primarily done through following his process of chanting the holy name, and then thinking of Krishna according to the Bhagavatam. Grab the mercy, don't try to run away from Lord Chaitanya's embrace. He is there running after you, Don't run away too much towards material enjoyment, which just covers the soul more and more. But open your heart to the holy name and to hearing about Krishna, and the heart will become a fertile ground so that the mercy can really be captured. It doesn't just flow by. So now, as Lord Chaitanya followed the come of Lord Krishna, he entered into the temple, and when he saw Lord Jagannath there on the altar, his longing became so great. It was like a tsunami wave which took him off all the normal movements. He just ran towards the altar, wanting to embrace Lord Jagannath, who in his eyes, with his transcendental vision, the vision of longing, the vision of Radha, was not a lord with very big eyes and small arms. It was that same boy who had called him from the top of the temple. It was Krishna with lotus eyes, being so absolutely attractive that even the god of love, which some of you might be troubled as it is becoming springtime, even the god of love, millions of cupids feel magnetically and helplessly attracted to Krishna and drop their bows. So he saw that form of Krishna. He roared and he felt this desire to embrace him. And fortunately, he lost consciousness. Now, there were guards. Guards are important in Indian temples, in all temples, because sometimes people have symptoms of religious hysteria. Sometimes people come who are a little deranged. They are all welcome, of course, in a temple, but sometimes they display activities which are harmful to themselves and others. So the guards are there to see that no one climbs on the altar and does something inappropriate on the altar. And when they saw Lord Chaitanya roaring so loud that it was difficult for the eardrums, don't worry, I won't do this. They thought, oh, here's another Bagal, mad pilgrim. And they only knew one thing: that we need to get him out of the temple. And they came with big sticks. Now, at this time, there was a visitor in the temple. He was the pandit of the king, the royal pandit. He was the intellectual giant of India. He had heard about the Gaura avatar from Navadvip, and he had not been convinced of his divinity. He had heard that this golden avatar had come and gathered hundreds, thousands, ten thousands of people around him who started to disregard all Vedic injunctions and just sing and dance and eat prasadam. He had heard that he was once a great scholar this Nimai Pandit of Navadvip. But he then gave up all his study and all his learning and started to sing and dance on the streets. He had thought in his mind, this is a disturbance for the religious order. This is not, he's not welcome in India. He is going across all the Vedic regulations. He associates with sutras. He eats their food. It seems his tears have torn away or washed away all religious appropriate dealings. And he was highly skeptical. So he had just had his darshan when this pilgrim had entered, golden body, he had roared. The English word which is there in Chaitanya Bhagavat is he had bellowed really, you know, really loud. And then he had run towards the altar with the intention to climb the altar and embrace the deity. Where would he fall with the deity? But then he had fallen unconscious on the ground. And he saw the guards were rushing with sticks towards him. Savaboma, that was the name of this visitor, this priest of the king. He within seconds, his heart told him, you must protect him. And he ran towards the pilgrim and he covered him with his own body so that the guards would not beat him with sticks and chase him out of the temple. There was this first service Savabhauma Bhattacharya did for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now then, Savabhauma asked the guards that, you know, cool it, cool it, cool it, don't beat him. Because he could see by the inconceivable attractiveness of the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the size and the way the arms were reaching the knees, that this is a Mahapurusha. Mahapurusha means great personalities who have extraordinary bodily features, who can perform activities no normal person can even think about. There are Mahapurushas amongst yogis, and they are very, very rare personalities. They are not like you and me. And Savabhauma could see this. This is a Mahapurusha. This is one of those. And so he had Mahaprabhu carried to his place, and he was stunned. He said, no human being can ever exhibit such potencies. This is deep roaring, and so on and so forth. The guards were frightened. They all stood in the distance. And Savabhaumacharya just carried him to his house in a very sanctified room. And he saw that he was not breathing. So he took some cotton and held it next to the nostril, and it was shaking just a little. So yes, he could see this person is still alive. And he became very hopeful. Who can understand these pastimes? Who can understand the potencies? The Lord alone knows his own glories. Who can understand that Lord Chaitanya entered the temple and saw the Syamasunda form standing there. This darshan of Lord Jagannath is only available for those who have this Radha Bhava, the same mood of longing of Radha Rani. Puri, as you know, as you have heard, is known as the place of separation. It is also known as Krandana Chetra, the place of crying. When you are staying in Puri and you open your ears a little bit to the spiritual reality, you will still hear the crying of Lord Chaitanya. You will hear it in the waves of the oceans which roll on the coast. You will see it everywhere. So, this is a beautiful narration of Lord Chaitanya entering Puri. It was just to tune you in to what comes now, the meditation. I would like all of us now, all of us, yes, I don't have many in the space here, but I can see you in your mind's eye, or I'm trying to see you in my mind's eye before your computers. This is a very good place now to meditate. I request you to stretch a little bit. Now you will have to go inside. I will request you to meditate now about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then at the end of our meditation we will sing a song. Our Guru Krishna is there ready for this, and yes, then I will say some words to say goodbye. It's great, my great privilege now to guide you in this meditation. I've really never done this before, with a camera right in my face. But these are modern times, and we will respond to the requirements of the time. I will quote a verse for you and try to now listen to it meditatively. How do I listen meditatively? Well, the image which I heard once from Jiva Goswami is that we should follow the words of the scriptures as eager as a calf follows the cow. Have you ever seen a calf walking behind the cow? What is in the mind of the calf? Let me go a little bit closer, just very close. Then I can drink milk from the udder of my mother, Shri Cow. So in the same way, we follow the words of the acharyas like a calf, knowing that some nectar, some nourishing nectar can come into our throat. So here, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur's glorification of Gaura gives real nectar. Uprooting the dense darkness in the hearts of the entire world. Making the nectar ocean of bliss of pure love of Krishna overflow its shores without limit. So there's a nectar ocean of bliss ocean of love, and it is not contained. It comes in waves, the nectar, and floods everything and everyone who's near to that ocean. Cooling this universe, tormented by the threefold miseries. May the splendid moonlight of the moon of Lord Chaitanya Chandra eternally shine within our hearts. All the miseries from the body, from the mind, from others, from natural disturbances will go when we think about Lord Chaitanya, the core of our heart, and that is what meditation is. We will go now deep into it. Please sit straight. Look a little bit in your environment. Roll your shoulders back to open your chest. Tuck in the chin to sit a little bit more straight. And then gently close your eyes. Focus your attention on your breathing. Breathe into the heart area. When you breathe in, the feeling of expansion comes, and when you breathe out, the expansion dissolves again. Breathe into the heart area, in and out. Now bring your attention even more to the heart area and listen to the beautiful description of Lord Gaura. Pray also that he may appear in your heart. His form is the color of molten gold. See, a golden light in your heart. And then see in your mind's eye the form of Lord Chaitanya. Again and again, he is shedding tears that glide down the corners of his pale cheeks. He's longing for Krishna, and again emits long sighs. He is now plunged in the feelings of the gopis of Vrindavan, feelings of love and separation from Lord Krishna. In this way, the moon of Lord Gaurachandra splendidly shines in this world. I pray that Lord Gaura, the golden form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, may appear in my heart. As you will hear now, very beautiful bhajan. Pray that the form of Lord Chaitanya will appear in your heart.
Rodini Podiya
salam jiya rohili puriya se pare nai lo asha
apana karama punjaye samana
Apana karama punyaya samana aye lochana dasa Paramakaruna Nittai Gaurachanda Paramakaruna Nittai Gaurachanda Paramakaruna Nittai Gaurachanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Chila Prabhupada 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 Chila Prabhupada Nitai Gaurachandra Ki Jai Hari Bol Hare Krishna. I feel a great sense of happiness to have been able to share this with all of you. Thank you for being with us. This was the first time where we did everything, you know, home program and home technology. There are still a few things I heard which we need to try to improve. One is sometimes in the broadcast we would freeze. I think this was the effect of the cold spring. I'm joking. So please, if you would like to listen to the recordings, it will be very, very soon on the Sharanagati library. Also, it was for me quite new to try to see you through the eyes of this mobile telephone. And I was, but I get into it. I have two important announcements. Some devotees in Germany, England, and the USA have started to do something which I feel is very important. As you all know, there is this crisis around us, and in order to help the world, they have started to chant the Nisshinga Kavacha and do kirtans. And they all do this at 6 p.m. Central European time. The reason why I'm mentioning this is that I think as a spiritual movement, we can really contribute something for the well-being by invoking the all blissful names of Lord Krishna. Tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, I intend to make a short little video where I shall explain how the holy name can dissolve or take away epidemics and such things. There are things in our scriptures and instructions which Prabhupada gave on this subject. So here I only want to say, if you want to join this net of devotees chanting all over the world, those who are in Europe, they can chant at 6 p.m. Central European time for an hour or as long as you want. And, right. That is a human time also for the USA devotees. That is possible. Then another thing is, another announcement, on this coming Saturday, that's the 4th of April, the devotees from Singhachalam in Germany will perform a special fire yagya in front of Lord Nisshingadev for the benefit of the entire world. I do not have a time here, but you can figure that out by visiting the webpage Singhachalam in Germany, and you will for sure get the exact time when this is there. So it's time to say goodbye to all of you for now. Please watch the banner for the next Gaura Leela or whatever is happening you from our side, from the Gaura Bhavan, that will be announced on the Facebook, my Facebook. Take that golden form of Lord Chaitanya, that golden effulgent form which will take care of all the miseries of the world in your heart. Let it not go away. Thank you. It was a good pleasure to have you all. Hare Krishna. Oh yeah, should we, before we go off, Gaura Krishna, come here. I think the devotees want to see the music man behind everything. This is Gaura Krishna, my assistant, and also you have seen him in the kirtan events where I'm there. He's playing kirtan and sings very beautiful. Say something.
Jai Gaurang Mahaprabhu.
Hare Krishna.